Bobby Osborne has a lot to celebrate. The bluegrass musician turns 86 years old today. He recently released a new album, and later this month, he will mark the 50th anniversary of the song that became the Osborne Brothers' signature, Rocky Top. Julie Hyde of our member station WPLN took a drive with Osborne down memory lane.
If I can get on the street, I'll know the house and everything.
Bobby Osborne is trying to find his way back to the lakeside home where he first heard Rocky Top.
Yeah. I think this was a big feel when I moved here.
This Nashville suburb has been transformed by half a century's worth of development.
Johnny Cash lived here, and he lived at a way back through yonder somewhere, but he was right on the lake.
The GPS guides us off a busy road and into a serene neighborhood.
This is the street, I guess, but they lived at a dead end. It's probably not there no more.
The house once belonged to the legendary songwriting couple Felice and Budlow Bryant. It's still there, but the dead end has become a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Osborne stares out the car window, reminiscing about the afternoon that Budlow sat in an easy chair and strummed through an unfinished song he thought the brothers might like.
Budlow had a kind of a low voice, and he was singing like that. Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tenderloin Hills. He sang the words to it slow and played it.
Slower and lower.
Yeah. But
the Osborne brothers came up with a different way of doing it. Their record label paired Rocky Top with a ballad and released the two-sided single on Christmas Day 1967. The slower song got all the airplay until a well-known Nashville DJ decided to flip the record over.
And just minutes after he played that, his switchboard lit right up. People calling in wanting to hear it again.
The song got so popular, audiences would demand to hear it multiple times in a single concert. Bobby and Sonny Osborne grew up in rural Kentucky, then in Dayton, Ohio, when the family migrated north. Bobby was the older of the two and took to music first, mimicking the cavernous singing of Ernest Tubb.
You left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day.
When I was about 16, I think, my voice just all of a sudden, it just changed overnight. And I didn't want that. I wanted to stay like low like Ernest Tubb, but it just changed and went up to the pitch where it's at now.
Osborne gave up his honky-tonk dreams and shifted his focus to the high, lonesome singing and fleet picking he heard Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boys playing on the radio. Soon enough, he was sharing the stage with bluegrass pioneers Jimmy Martin and the Stanley Brothers. But when Bobby Osborne teamed up with his own brother, they were determined to set their music apart.
Once more!
Started by trying a different approach to harmonizing. Everyone else sandwiched lead vocals between tenor and baritone parts, but while driving home from a gig, Bobby Osborne toyed with singing the melody on top.
We knew then that we had run onto something we had never heard before, so we got the guitar out of the trunk and found out what key we was in, and we sang that song all the way home so we would not forget that type of harmony.
The Osbournes also experimented instrumentally. They were one of the only bluegrass groups playing arenas alongside loud country bands during the 1960s and 70s, and they adapted by expanding their string band sound to include electric guitars and drums. They freely drew material from country, pop, and rock.
Love hurts, love scars, love wounds and mars. Any heart, not tough, nor strong.
Over time, the brothers only grew more open to trying new things. After Rocky Top was embraced as an unofficial fight song by the University of Tennessee, they did a club remix for the college crowd. Sonny Osborne eventually retired from performing, and Bobby reinvented himself as a solo act when he was in his early 70s. Osborne is long past the point when plenty of other singers lower the keys of their songs to accommodate their aging voices. He's still singing just as high. His secret?
I think the drugs and alcohol and smoking.
You mean not doing those things?
Not, oh, yeah. Oh, if I'd have been doing that, I couldn't have carried a tune in a water bucket, I don't guess.
Just in case you ever change your mind, if you suddenly decide to give me one more try, I'll be waiting in the wings, just looking for a sign, just in case you change your mind.
Osborne's voice impressed 26-year-old mandolinist Sierra Hull, one of many guest performers on his latest album.
Yeah, well, it's totally exciting to hear somebody that still has that kind of force with their vocal chops at 80 years old. I mean, I think that would be the dream for most any of us if we can even just do it at all, let alone do it at that level.
The album's producer, Allison Brown, had Osborne tackle everything from classic country songs to Broadway tunes to hits by Elvis and the Bee Gees.
I just gotta get a message to you.
There was nothing I could suggest that he wouldn't consider, and if it wasn't right, he said so. And Bobby has always been an innovator, and his wide openness to trying anything is still very much a part of his musical spirit and genius, I think.
It's clear that Bobby Osborne enjoys being a bridge between past and present.
People ask me now, when are you going to quit? Well, they ask the wrong guy, because I don't intend to quit. But, I mean, as long as I can do what I'm doing now, if I get to where I can't sing or can't play or can't think good or whatever, you know, when I might have to. But I ain't gonna quit till then.
Besides making his own music, Osborne travels back to Kentucky every week to teach a college mandolin course in the same building where his dad once taught grade school. For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville.
Country boy going fishing.